Let's Fall in Love with God.
Chapter 10. Dynamics of Intimate Relationship.
I cannot, only He can. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. The objective before us is not to do things in an enlarged personal strength, but rather to let the Spirit of Christ within me do the heavy lifting. To reword this verse might help you understand the dynamic. I can do all things through Christ, whose Holy Spirit within me expresses Himself, while I withdraw from the scene so that only Christ and His powerful work can be seen. Whew, that was much longer, but it is the dynamic of abandon to intimacy with God. We are to learn of Him, that is, to become deeply intimate with Him. We are to be conformed unto His death, that is, to be willing to die to everything selfish for the sake of others' salvation. We must count all things as refuse compared to an intimate knowledge of Him.
Release and relax.
The objective is not to control, but to relax. Enjoy the peace that surpasses all understanding. There's nothing more for you to do. God does not help those who help themselves. Quite the opposite. God only helps those who humble themselves enough to admit that they need His help and will let Him help. Through the experience of intimacy with God, fruitfulness will happen. This is what the Gospel of John declares in chapter 15. Abide in the vine. You will bear fruit. Sifting out the insincere. God sifts out those who are unwilling to forsake all others to follow Him in order to lead on by grace those who truly want Him over anything else. Many may wax cold, but in every generation there is always a remnant of intimate believers. Many say they want to be intimate and fully surrendered to God, but at the same time they want to maintain a good reputation or get a little bit of the glory or to continue to live comfortably.
Most of us want only a theoretical crucifixion. Hearing sermons about dying to self and selfish ambition is commonplace, but actually taking the risk of losing control is quite rare. As Tozer put it, until we put ourselves in the hands of God and let God do with us whatever He wants, we will be just what we are, mediocre Christians. We will not know what it is to be one with Him until experientially our hearts have been changed, and our true intent must be to perpetually love Him and desire to bring Him praise. Then we may be filled with His Spirit and become passionately in love with Him.
Marital commitment. You have no idea what it means to fall in love with God and then let Him be your most significant other. You are afraid of that, or maybe you have never been told that it is possible. You know that the Bible says, God so loved, but still you are afraid that if you leave your life in God's hands, He may not handle your life well. He may change you such that you may be considered strange or even fanatical. Anyone who wants this deeper love for God can have it, but it requires a full marital commitment. Instead, we sit around, get old, and wait for the undertaker. We go to church and Bible studies week after week, year after year, and get nothing out of them. We listen to the sermons year after year without learning anything about how to fall in passionate love with God.
Marital fruitfulness. Fruitfulness is the byproduct of intimacy. Simply staying connected to the vine will bear fruit. When we separate ourselves from the love of God, our fruit cannot come forth. Just as human birth follows human intimacy, so spiritual birth follows intimacy with God. You will find great joy as your life bursts forth with the fruit of transformed lives all around you as you live in the love of God intimately. Intimacy begets intimacy. I have never met anyone who did not want to experience a honeymoon love affair with someone. We crave love, yet we find it difficult to love others. But living in an intimate relationship with God in Jesus, His enormous capacity for love and compassion exudes from us and radically, positively impacts the lives of those in our presence.
Let go.
It is time to let go of the controls of our lives and let the ultimate captain of the universe take the wheel. When we are living in intimacy with God, like in Galatians 2:20, it becomes a reality within us. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Being dead, but yet alive, is one of the strange inconsistencies of the life established for us by Jesus dying on the cross. But oh, what love, joy, and peace these seeming inconsistencies bring. Test everything against the unconditional love of God. Christians should dispense grace without fail and introduce men and women to the possibility of loving relationship with God. The only means by which anyone can commit wholly to God is to become so passionately in love with Him that doing what our lover desires is a pleasure for us.
Uniqueness, not conformity.
We are not to look like each other. That is, we are not expected to change our personalities. God has made us uniquely different in order to serve His purposes, but we are all to look like Christ, that is, in His manner of loving and showing mercy and grace to everyone. We can get all caught up in the nuances of religion and miss the glorious joy of developing a deeply passionate intimacy with Christ. Whatever hinders us in our journey must be eliminated. Fortunately, the only things which can hinder us and must be eliminated are motives within ourselves. Tozer said, "In my pursuit of God, I want to know what they knew of God and how they came to know Him on such intimate grounds. This is not to say I agree with everything they wrote, as I would not agree with everything anybody else would write. These grand old mystics of the church produced wonderful spiritual fruit. The fruit is what really matters, not the appearance. It matters not if the man wears a robe or a suit. It only matters that he is cloaked in love." Many of them were harassed and tormented by the established church. Some even were martyred because of this uncontrollable passion for God. They were only interested in pursuing intimacy with God.
Simply Christians. It matters not whether they were Protestant, Catholic, fundamentalist, or evangelical. Nor does it matter whether we are of any particular theological persuasion. They were and we are all simply Christians. Hot pursuit of God is the ultimate for any man or woman. When we read their writings, we feel the fire of lives ablaze with love and adoration for God. Nothing ever extinguished the fire of their devotion. The fervor of their love for God has, in their writings, transcended time. A.W. Tozer states, "In reading these great works, one is transported out of time and into the mystical wonder of pursuing God. It is hard to read such material for long without feeling the heartbeat of the author's passion." Share the love. This passionate desire for God is what is missing among Christians today, and it is impossible to pass on to others a passion which we ourselves do not possess. When and only when our pursuit of God is only matched by our desire to share the object of our love with any and all who will listen, have we become true lovers of God. Hopefully, some of the writings of these men and women contained in the spiritual teasers will light a fire in your heart. Spiritual, not academic. I have observed over several decades that many Christians do not understand that such passion for God is attainable or even desirable. The problem is not with which translation of the Bible you read. The problem is not academic. The problem is purely spiritual. Tozer sums it up this way. It is a problem with the relationship with the author of the Word, God Himself. One important point many fail to understand is that the Bible was never meant to replace God. Rather, it was meant to lead us into the heart of God. Too many Christians stop with the text and never go on to the experience of the presence of God. It has always been the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans 8:16. If you will wait for the Holy Spirit quietly, He will reveal the experience of the presence of God. In order to more fully understand relationships in general, and especially a relationship with God, we must consider just how much like God we truly are. I am not suggesting here that we are actually gods, as it were, but God had a specific purpose for making creatures in His own image. And to properly relate to such a God, it is essential that we understand just how it is that we are made in His image. Obviously, we cannot all look like God physically, nor does that matter in any way. However, apart from our physical appearance, we are the spitting image of our Creator in similar ways that we are like our parents. As we explore the image of God in the next chapter, consider this. So, who do I worship? Unfortunately, I might have to admit that for many years, or maybe most of my life, it was myself.